From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. An empty beachside Fort Lauderdale building will soon make way for a five-star resort. The hotel will come with an underground parking garage, a bit of a rarity in South Florida. But as WLRN's Julia Duba tells us, digging underground may result in a bonus for Fort Lauderdale beaches.
The new resort, Fairwinds on the Ocean, will come with an underground parking garage that can mechanically stack 588 cars. Construction is expected to be costly because it takes a lot to keep out all the underground water. After the construction, Fort Lauderdale will get between 5,000 and 7,000 truckloads of free sand. And that could help with an upcoming beach renourishment project. In South Florida, underground parking isn't common, but Miami-Dade County has a few garages. There are some advantages. Cars can't be seen from the street, and it allows for more building space. But digging under the surface may come with some infrastructure challenges. Construction for Fairwinds on the Ocean is expected to start in a year. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
Miami Beach leaders decided earlier this week to limit the number and types of shows that can take place during the renovation of the city's convention center. That means some big conventions, such as the Miami International Boat Show, will have to find other venues. Miami Herald reporter Christina Vega has been covering this story. She says Art Basel, the center's highest profile user, will still be able to use the space.
That's because the city is going to wait until after the 2015 show to start construction. And then there's going to be a short in-between time where one half of the convention center is complete, and they're going to hold off on starting on the second half of the convention center until Art Basel comes into town, has its show, leaves, and then they'll flip to the second half of the convention center.
The $500 million renovation project is set to start in late 2015 or early 2016, and Miami Beach City Commissioners say it should be complete within 2 years. A landmark trial over whether Florida legislators broke the law when drawing up new political maps is now being held behind closed doors. Circuit Judge Terry Lewis removed members of the public and the media from the courtroom during the eighth day of the trial yesterday. The Florida Supreme Court ruled this week that up to 538 pages of evidence obtained from a Gainesville-based political consulting firm could be used by groups suing the legislature over how they drew up congressional districts. But the court also said that that evidence, which includes emails and maps, must not be disclosed in open court. When it came time for the evidence to be presented, the judge closed the courtroom. Several news organizations, including the Associated Press, objected to the closing. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.